Matthew Rhodes here for North Derbyshire Radio, and I'm joined by Derbyshire Head of Cricket, Mickey Arthur. Mickey, a big defeat today against Lancashire at Queen's Park. Over the whole 4 days, what did you make of your team's performance?
Now, we were a little bit off it in terms of our performances and the standards that we've set ourselves this season. I think the one thing we, on day one, we had our opportunities. We had opportunity to sway the game certainly in our favour when they were 138 for six, and we let that slip and ultimately paid the price for it.
In terms of what positives you can take from the match, I thought Wayne Madsen, of course, performed very well. Ben Aitchison also performed well too. What did you make of their performances?
Yeah, outstanding. I thought Ben Aitchison was outstanding. I think he, you know, for a guy that's just coming back, he's almost like a new bowler for us now, from 18 months out with stress fractures. I thought the lengths he hit were immaculate, and exactly the right lengths you needed to hit on this ground. So he was superb. So that was really good to see. And of course, Wayne Madsen just keeps churning out runs. I mean, he's incredible. He's been an incredible player for us for a long time, and long may that continue.
How difficult is it to sort of keep going from T20 to County Championship and then you're back at T20 on Saturdays? Is it difficult for yourself and for the team to keep adapting?
It is what it is, and you have to keep adapting. And it's sometimes easier going from red ball into white ball. It's kind of easier doing it that way around. But it is what it is. We can't sit here and moan about it. We just got to crack on with it and make sure that we're good enough to get the results we need.
And looking ahead to that Lancashire Lightning game on Saturday, how big is it? And is there an opportunity to maybe try out a few different things, maybe in terms of maybe the players that you've not used before, maybe?
No, we'll have a look, and we'll just have a look at what we think is going to be the best possible combination to win. We've got opportunities now to win, and we're at that point in the competition. We can't afford any more slip ups. So we'll look at what we think's the best combination, and then give it a go from there.
I've seen as well very recently that Harry Moore will be out for the remainder of the season. I mean, how big a blow is that? Because Harry is obviously still so young and he's clearly got so much potential. How big a blow is that?
Yeah, look, it is. But we've known that for a period of time that he was probably going to be out for the season. It gives us an opportunity to really get him, you know, fit, strong, and ready to come back as good as new next season. So it's disappointing, but that is the lot of fast bowlers these days. They do get stress fractures, and he's picked one up. So it's disappointing, but we'll work with him, give him the best possible recovery program, and make sure he comes back fit and strong for us next season.
Now, appreciate you probably can't say too much, but have you got an idea as to when Lewis Rees might be back from injury?
Yeah, we're hoping Lewis Rees will be back for the Leicestershire game, the Leicestershire 4-day game.
And just finally, obviously with us being North Derbyshire Radio, just how good is it to be playing at Queen's Park? It seems to be so, so popular with everyone that comes to this venue.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we love coming out here. We get very well supported. It's really nice to come to. It's a lovely outground, it really is. And yeah, we enjoy coming here. We just got to get more wins here.
Okay, cheers. Thanks for your time, Mickey.
Pleasure.